VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say a group of unknown gunmen, including suicide bombers, stormed a government building in Kabul on Monday, killing at least 25 people and wounding more than 200 others. More than 200 employees of the department were safely evacuated after the attack started. Other key buildings and departments are also located in the same eastern Kabul neighborhood where the violence erupted. The raid began in the afternoon with a suicide bomber detonating his explosives-packed car outside the building. The powerful blast enabled his partners to enter the building, which houses, among others, the Department for People with Disabilities and Martyrs' Families. The search and rescue mission continues 2 days after a powerful tsunami swept away locals and tourists in Indonesia. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
Indonesia's disaster agency said that 128 others were missing in the disaster, and more than 600 homes, many hotels and vendor stalls, and more than 400 boats and ships are damaged. The number of casualties may still rise. The tsunami was not huge and did not surge far inland, but its force was destructive. The waves washed ashore along western Java and southern Sumatra Islands Saturday night following a volcanic eruption. Thousands of soldiers, police and government personnel, as well as volunteers, are working to find victims of the tsunami.
Indonesia's disaster agency now says the tsunami death toll has climbed to 373. Turkey sent another convoy of soldiers to its border with Syria on Monday. The heightened activity comes as Turkey and the U.S. have agreed to coordinate on the withdrawal of American troops from Syria. President Trump says Turkey will eliminate the rest of the Islamic State militants in Syria after the U.S. military withdraws its forces. This is VOA News. A court in Pakistan has sentenced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to a 7-year prison term on corruption charges. He was accused of possessing assets beyond his known source of income. He can appeal the verdict. Police presence has increased in parts of the Spanish city of Barcelona following a warning from the U.S. State Department on Monday of the risk of a terror attack during the holiday season. Spain's Interior Ministry said the country's level of anti-terror alert remained at the second highest, where it has been since 2015. Israel will hold early general elections in April, and the Knesset will be dissolved, that word from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party on Monday. His coalition has been plagued by internal divisions for months, including the recent resignation of the defense minister Avigdor Lieberman. There were peaceful Christmas celebrations in the West Bank town of Bethlehem on Monday, hosted by the Palestinian Authority. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA.
The turnout is